Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Welcome into the program. Hope that your day is starting off well. It is starting off cold. I'm taking a look out the studio window here and seeing just the first vestiges of the sunrise, but it is cold. And I guess, you know, the whole in like a lion, out like a lamb thing still has another week to prove true, but this weekend is not exactly going to be lamb-like weather. It's going to be more of the lion. The windy lion, the raining lion. But thankfully, it's not going to be snow. Like it will be in other parts of Massachusetts. So, but it's a cold 26 degrees right now. So keep that in mind if you're heading out the door. Make sure you bundle up. And don't worry about having to shed those layers later because it's only going to get up to around 40 or so. But today, you know, I don't get into those national day calendar things. Every once in a while, I'll bring some up, you know, if it's relevant to the topic. There's important things to observe. But then some of them, it just seems like, you know, they just stuff all these things onto the national day calendar website to try to get people to talk about it and link back to it and all that stuff. But it is National Goof Off Day. So if you feel like goofing off today, you know, tell your boss, hey, it's National Goof Off Day. It's the one day of the year where I'm encouraged to goof off. What exactly is goofing off anyway? I'm goofy all the time, so I don't know when I could goof off. That'd be out of character for me to focus on it, so I don't know. But we can be goofy here today. 508-996-0500. There's a lot that we can discuss. There's a lot going on. I heard that story from Phil in the news about the gentleman from Weymouth who is getting a pig kidney. And I was reading this story this morning about some of the changes that they had to make, the alterations they had to make to this pig kidney to be able to insert it into a human, because apparently there are swine viruses that could be harmful to humans that you wouldn't even know that it was present in the pig. So they had to test the kidney for it and get in there and turn off all these genetic markers. And it's amazing that they can do that. But what a difference it'll make if they could start harvesting organs from pigs, you know, more organs from pigs and utilizing them in human beings. I know we've seen it happen over the years, but this could be the next stage of transplants? Obviously, a human is probably the first choice every time, but what if you're somebody who can't find a match? What if you're somebody who's been on the donor list for years and you can't find a kidney or any other vital organ that you may need? Now, and this wasn't something that I thought a lot about until, and I know you're thinking I'm going to say until I lost a kidney, but I was actually thinking about it from the time that, you know, Chris McCarthy started having his issues. That, you know, of all the things we can synthesize in this world, why can't we synthesize these vital organs that we need so badly? And maybe this is, you know, the next best step to that. Because it's true, real biological material. It's just, you know, just not from humans. But they were giving a lot of credit to this guy for stepping forward and being the first person to undergo this surgery. He did have a human transplant before, but then that only lasted 5 years, and then that kidney gave out. And I don't know if that was, you know, just the progression of his disease or the lifespan of that kidney. You know, it's kind of like when I had a Subaru Impreza that had a problem with the mass airflow sensor. And it was like $300 or $400 to replace the sensor. Or it was $35 to go get one from the junkyard. And it took about 2 minutes to pop it into the car. So what I would do is I would just go to the junkyard, to Robertson's in Wareham. Or I forget the name of the junkyard, but the other one in Middleborough. And I would grab a mass airflow sensor from a Subaru Impreza, pay the $35 or whatever, pop it into my car, and drive it until that sensor blew out. And you never knew how long you were going to get. You might get 6 months, you might get 2 years, you might get 2 weeks. I think it's a little bit more scientific when it comes to organ transplants, but still, there's still that possibility. So this is an exciting new frontier, and I'm interested in seeing where it goes. There was also the story, too, on America in the Morning about the gentleman who had a Neuralink implant, a chip put into his brain. Now, he's quadriplegic, but the chip in his brain allows him to execute certain commands on a computer just by thinking them. So he's able to play chess against the computer and do some other things just by having those thoughts. And I've always thought that's going to be the next step for human beings in terms of our dependency on technology. We've gone from having to go to giant mainframe computers that took up entire rooms to having the personal computer to now having these tiny computers in our pocket all the time, and we've changed the way that we interface with them. You know, instead of having to use a mouse and a keyboard, we can use our thumbs on a screen. You can wear glasses. Glasses that allow you to access and control the internet. So it was always kind of my thinking that eventually we'd get to the point where they would just put something in your brain. And then the question becomes, would you do it? And I'm asking that question today. Would you do it? Would you take a, you know, let's just assume that you're not the first person to do it. Let's assume it's been something that's been going on for a number of years and there's no side effects and everything. So would you have a chip implanted in your brain to access technology, to access computers and the internet? My first instinct is, sure, I would. I mean, now that I've actually gone through surgery and I know what it's like, I couldn't imagine going through brain surgery. But still, my first instinct is, sure, I would. That sounds like it would be life-changing. But then the reality of that situation kicks in, and I start to think to myself, well, how do you turn it off? Like, part of the, I don't want to say enjoyment, part of the rewarding factor of thinking is when you're trying to think of something and it takes you a little while, but then it comes to you. That's a very gratifying feeling. Would you have that same feeling if you were like, okay, who was that actor that was in that movie? And then if it blinked into your head automatically because the internet put it into your brain? I don't know if that would make just the process of thinking as enjoyable for me. These are deep thoughts for National Goof Off Day. But there are still questions that need asking. By the way, not only is it National Goof Off Day, it's National Bavarian Crepes Day. I like that it's not just like National Crepes Day. It's like National Bavarian Crepes Day. We have to get very specific into what we are putting inside the crepes. But as someone who loves Bavarian cream, I'm for it. I'm kind of anti-crepe. I like them. I like eating them. But I had to make them so much when I was a cook, and I hated making them, that I have a hang-up about crepes. Anyway, 508-996-0500. There's a very interesting piece by Jack Spillane at NewBedfordLight.org today. And I don't think Jack's joining us Monday. He was on vacation. This was something that I think he wrote before he went on vacation. So I think he's still on vacation until the middle of next week. So I don't think he's going to be joining us on Monday. But we will certainly talk about this column when he does come back. It's about the astounding fines that New Bedford landlords ignore. As the city has said it will be cracking down on absentee landlords, Jack took a look at some of the most fined properties to see if they are as bad as these fines make them out to be. And in his estimation, he visited three, and two out of the three weren't terrible, but one really was. And he kind of dives into who the owners are, and it finds it's a whole murky thing. And I think that that's part of the problem that happens with these problem properties, is it is a whole murky thing. That the city can fine the owner of record, but who is actually going to be paying that bill in the long run? So it's a challenge for sure, but it's something that has to get done. And listen, we all get it. When you own a building and you have renters, when you have people that you are trusting to care for the property, they don't necessarily feel that they have a vested interest in upkeeping the property. I'm sure that they, you know, for the most part, the average person isn't trying to intentionally do damage. But they're also not super worried about things that happen because they just say, oh, if that gets worse, I'll call the landlord. It's the landlord's job to fix it. But I don't think most people are intentionally trying to cause damage. Some people do. Or some people just have so little respect for even their own living environment that they can't properly care for where they live. So I get it. It's not something I envy, having to deal with the way people can be. But these are not necessarily those cases that the city's looking to go after, where, hey, we get it. You're a landlord. You're dealing with people who are, you know, not the best at keeping this stuff up. It's more of a matter of going after the people who are doing things that are their responsibility, are the landlord's responsibility, vacant properties that don't have anybody living in them, yet still don't have the upkeep. You know, there's a photo with Jack's story of one that is, you know, all boarded up. Nobody's living in it. But it's just dirty and moldy on the outside. That's something that I don't know how much it would cost to have a professional company come out and power wash it. But certainly the owner could come down with a power washer, rent one from Home Depot for an afternoon and go down there and get all that off of there just so it looks better. By the way, if you have mold and mildew on the outside of your house, it's going to get to the ones near you pretty easily. Those spores are carried by the wind. They just land on the house next door, and now you've caused them a cleanup issue too. So I understand when, you know, landlords are up against it with what the tenants do, and I feel for them in that situation, but there's a lot of landlords that have things that they're supposed to be doing that they're not, that the city is now looking to correct. 508-996-0500, or you can use app chat on the WBSM app. You can also use the open line voicemail feature on the WBSM app. But right now, I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll talk to you on the other side. Yes, please do that, because I want to talk with you as the sun is beginning to rise out over the horizon. And of course, it is still chilly out there, 28 degrees. So bundle up if you're heading out. But it is certainly spring. It may not feel like it, but it is. And a week from today, we'll be entering into the last weekend of March. So it's already flying by. That means that we're only a little over a week away from April Fool's Day. But today is National Goof Off Day. So if you can goof off, go ahead and do it. But one person that'll never goof off for us is Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
The U.S. calls for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. More American citizens return from Haiti. And a big day for Star Wars fans isn't far, far away.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The U.S. is calling for a ceasefire agreement and supports the two-state solution in the Israel-Hamas war. While speaking in Egypt, Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters a proposal for a ceasefire with the release of hostages held by Hamas is on the table. He added that Hamas has responded to that deal and gaps in negotiations are narrowing. A second flight of American citizens has landed safely in the United States after fleeing Haiti. On Thursday, a flight evacuating 80 Americans arrived in Miami. The State Department has encouraged all U.S. citizens to leave Haiti as political unrest and gang violence escalate. The Department of Justice is suing Apple for alleged antitrust law violations. The DOJ, along with 16 state and district attorneys general, claim Apple has monopolized the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone. Apple pushed back in a statement claiming the lawsuit is wrong on the facts and the law. No charges will be filed regarding a fight that occurred one day before the death of an Oklahoma teenager. Officials have ruled 16-year-old Nex Benedict's death a suicide. Almost half of prisons in the U.S. are located downstream from water sources that likely contain cancer-linked forever chemicals. That's according to a new study published in the American Journal of Public Health. Insufficient water quality testing around prisons means officials have only found that 5% of prisons are located in places that definitively contain the toxic compounds. One of the last remaining survivors of the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor has died. Richard C. Higgins died of natural causes Tuesday at a home in Bend, Oregon, according to his granddaughter. He was 102. Higgins was stationed at the Pearl Harbor Naval Base as a radio man. And all 9 Star Wars movies are returning to theaters this spring, and they'll be shown in chronological order. Lucasfilm announced Thursday that the Skywalker saga is being shown to celebrate the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Bruins fell to the New York Rangers last night 5-2. They play the Philadelphia Flyers on Saturday afternoon. Red Sox and Toronto Blue Jays in spring training today at 1, and the Celtics are in Detroit to play the Pistons tonight at 7.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It is cold. Bundle up. Don't be deceived by the sunshine. It feels like in the teens this morning. Sunny around 40 this afternoon with very light wind overnight. Tonight, clouds increase. Saturday, pre-dawn showers move in and the rain will persist throughout the day. Do expect soaking rain and the threat for flooding is there. Temperatures will be climbing into and around 50. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
You know, people my age and maybe a little older, you remember the way that it felt when the Berlin Wall came down and that song came out and you said, oh, wow, we really are here at a moment in time when everything is going to change and change for the better. And here we are all those years later, decades later, and things are no better. Speaking of decades, I heard Phil mention there in the news about Lucasfilm and the Skywalker saga being released to theaters. All 9 movies. Which is, you know, I guess exciting for people who have never had the chance to see Star Wars movies on the big screen. Keep in mind that with the original trilogy, you're going to get the special edition. You're not going to see the black boxes around the spaceships as they're flying through space. They took those out. You're not going to see Han shoot first. You know, it's going to be the way that they wanted to present it to you. But the chance to see them on the big screen is great. I remember when I was in high school, they re-released them in theaters. And I went out and saw them. And that's when they put the original VHS, you know, the original One Last Time, they called it, before they did the modifications. They put that out on VHS and went out and bought those, held on to those tapes for a long time. In fact, I may still have them in storage. But the exciting part was getting to go see them in the theater again in the years ramping up to The Phantom Menace. But that's what this is in recognition of, the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace. Do we really need to celebrate that? Probably the most boring Star Wars movie of all time. But I'll admit, I was all in on the hype when it came out. I went out, I got all the action figures and collected them all and went to see the movie on opening day and had, you know, what was it, KFC had the collectible cups. I was all in. But the movie just didn't hold up. The second one, not much better. The third one of the first sequel series, that was pretty good. Or prequel series. That was pretty good. I saw that one at midnight at the old Flagship Cinemas in New Bedford because the Standard Times called me. Well, this was what, like 2005 or something. And the editors over at the Standard Times called me one day and said, so have you heard of these things called blogs? And I was like, yeah. We're going to start our first blog. And for our first blog, we want you to go and interview people that go to Star Wars on opening night at midnight and write up a story. Okay. But I get to watch the movie too, right? Since I'm going to be there. Oh, yeah, sure. So I went to Flagship Cinema, got to go up into the projection booth and talk to the projectionist and, you know, see a lot of the inside stuff, talk to the folks that are out there standing in line, dressed in costume, waiting to get in to see the movie, watch the actual movie itself, and then go home and had to file by 6 a.m. One of the editors had to wake up at 6 a.m. to read my article and post it onto the website. Because I didn't have that access. And that was the first ever blog published on the Standard Times on South Coast Today. I don't know how many people read it. I don't know if anybody even bothered, but it was certainly fun. You know, today is the opening of Ghostbusters. Should I go and do the same? No, I'm not going to do the same thing today. But I do plan on hopefully seeing that this weekend. But yeah, we don't need to celebrate the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace, but it's still fun to know that these movies are coming back to the big screen for a generation of people who have never seen them on the big screen. Which, does it matter anymore? Isn't the home viewing experience a lot better for most people? Maybe, but there's still something magical about seeing those films in the theater. You may not remember, too, there was also a re-release of Star Wars. I want to say early 2000s, where they released them, or it might have been right after the third prequel came out, right after Revenge of the Sith, because, you know, they weren't making anything new with Star Wars then for the big screen, so that might have been the time that they did this, where they took the original trilogy, they put it in 3D, and then they released them one film at a time. In 3D. And you never really heard much about that afterwards. But I remember going to the theater and seeing them in 3D. And I was like, these movies weren't filmed in 3D, so it doesn't feel right. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Not bad. Talking about the movies and the magic of the silver screen. The new Top Gun movie, I saw at home, and it was incredible just at home. And I always regret not seeing it in the theater, because there's just something about the surround sound and just the darkness of the room, and then just seeing that just the show on such a big screen. I know for a fact it would have been 10 times better. And if I was, you know, back in the 80s when the first Top Gun came out, I'm sure it was just as incredible. But, yeah, there's just something about seeing something in the movie theater and then it is on your, you know, even a 72-inch screen TV, it's something different. You got the dog or you got something happening or it's daylight and it's like you're watching it, it's not as dark and the surround sound is just not as good, you know, unless you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars on a home theater system. But
see, I have the problem of where I can't always hear what's going on, so I have subtitles on. But you can go and see movies with subtitles if you get the you know the hearing impaired ticket, you know, the showtime for that, they do. They run them with captions on the bottom. I mean, I don't need that if I go to the movie theater. If it's gonna be like an arty film or something, I might do that. But like for a big blockbuster film, I know I'm gonna be able to hear everything okay.
Right. Yeah, it's just When people were describing the new Top Gun that came out, the roar of the thrusters when they're, you know, just fighting or whatever, and it like shook your chair, like you could feel it rumble in the seat of your chair. There's no experience like that at home. There's nothing. So if you can see it in the theater, definitely go see it in the theater.
Well, I think there's a Top Gun 3 coming out, right? I saw something online about that.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Are you kidding me?
So if that happens, you'll have to go see that in the theater.
Oh, I will definitely. I'd have to because I never saw either one, either Top Gun in the theaters, and it's just terrible that I didn't get to see it. But talking about that, the other show that I really like, Iron Eagle, was another Air Force show that I loved from from the 80s, mm-hmm. if you remember that one.
Yeah, Lou Gossett Jr., yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a great one. That was a great one. He had to go into Iran and rescue his father and all that stuff. Oh, 80s had some good freaking movies, man. Like, now they're remaking them because they can't beat the 80s movies. They're remaking them. Wait till Rocky. If they remake Rocky, they better not.
Well, they kind of already did. I mean, Creed was just a kind of a reboot of Rocky. Like, it was kind of similar story notes.
Yeah, I guess you can see that. I mean, it's just, I'm saying like a re-release, like.
Right, somebody else as Rocky. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you better not. You better, that'd be sacrilegious.
Well, here's the problem with that, too, is that the producer of the Rocky films owns the rights to it, and they've dissociated with Stallone. And so now, you know, they own the rights to the character, and that might turn into a situation where Erwin Winkler might be like, you know what, we are going to put out Rocky movies with a different Rocky because screw Sylvester Stallone. Let's let somebody else be associated with the role.
Oh, that better not. Oh, That'd be terrible. That'd ruin the entire series.
Well, I mean, I feel that way too about Ghostbusters. That's why I was so against the 2016 Ghostbusters movie, you know, or right. 2015. Like, it wasn't that I was like, oh, they're all women. I didn't care about that. I just didn't think it was a good movie, and I didn't think it was a good way to live up to that legacy. I guess the one that just came out is pretty good, but we've shifted now to making it. It's more of a kids movie than it is right. What it was in 1984. You know.
You know, they should do Gremlins. That might be good. With CGI Gremlins, that might be pretty good.
So I've been following that story because I know somebody who knows Zach Ward. Was it Zach Ward? I get confused between who played the bully in A Christmas Story and who played Zach Galligan. That's it, Zach Galligan. So I know somebody who knows him, and they've been working for a number of years on a script for Gremlins 3. But it just hasn't come to fruition. Then there was going to be a Gremlins series on HBO Max, but that got put on hold. So there might be something down the line. I'm one of the few people that actually enjoys Gremlins too.
Really?
I think it's a fun movie.
I think, like, if you added in CGI and AI and all that stuff into a Gremlins movie and made it really, it'd be real realistic. And I think that's one of the 80s movies that you could remake and it'd actually be better.
But I think you've got purists that would say, I don't want CGI in that. I want to see practical effects. I want to see puppetry. That's what gives it kind of its charm. That's why The Mandalorian was so successful, is because they said, you know what, we're not going to do CGI. We're going to use practical effects.
That's true. And I love them. That entire series I watched, I think, over 2 weekends. It was great. I love that whole series, Mandalorian. It was great.
My favorite was Timothy Oliphant's, you know, tie-in where, you know, they had him play the marshal. And I was like, oh, that's just perfect. It's like Raylan Givens in space.
Yeah. All right, Tim.
All right. You have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
And we will take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. But, yes, the movies, going to the movies is an experience that I enjoy. That's why I will go to the theater. People complain about how much it costs to go to the movies. I found a bit of a loophole in that. For somebody like me that likes to go to the movies, it's a loophole. You join up, you know, go to AMC, what's it, AMC Plus, whatever it is, and you pay $25 a month, and you can see 3 movies a week in the theater. So I get to go see 12 movies a month on average. I don't go to see 12 movies a month, but I could go to see 12 movies a month for $25. That's a good deal. And that's why I sign up for that. And some months I'll go, you know, 5-6 times. Some months I might go once or twice. I try to go at least twice because then I feel like, you know, two $12.50 movie tickets kind of makes up for paying that $25. But I also know, like, in the summertime, I'll be there a whole bunch, both for the summer movies that come out and for the air conditioning. I got to take a break. Oh, there was a caller on hold, but that's all right. You can call back. I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. And as we are waking up and I'm taking a look out the WBSM studio window and I see the sun rising up over the sky, I'm thinking about this morning when I was scrolling through social media and I saw a friend of mine had shared last night a copy of her electric bill. And her electric bill for last month Actually, I think it was from February to the beginning of March, because she just got it. So it might have been February 1st or March 1st or whatever her billing cycle is. But it was only $23. That was her electric bill. And she said, you know, I love the fact that I chose to go with solar panels on my home. I went solar and now I'm paying 10% of what I'd normally be paying this time of year. And that could be you. You could be saving money by going solar, but how much of the stuff that you hear about solar is true? Would you really be paying 10%? Or would you get paid to go solar? All of these questions that you have, they can all be answered by Isaacson Solar. They can answer questions like, is it better to lease or to buy? Is my home even a good fit for solar? Would I have to remove trees from my yard to be able to get the maximum benefits of solar? They can answer all those questions for you and more. You will get a transparent conversation and simple answers to all of your questions. And they're not some fly-by-night company that's coming in here to sell you a solar panel system, put it on your roof, and then disappear and you never hear from them again. They're right here on the South Coast. They're based in Fall River. They live here. They work here. They are South Coasters, and they are going to be here for you if you need them. So talk to them today and have them come on by, and they will give you a free no-obligation quote if your home is a good fit for solar. Visit IsaacsonSolar.com today and see if solar is right for you. Got to take one more break here in the hour. We'll be right back. Well, that's the first hour in the books. We will talk more with you coming up in the next hour, 508-996-0500. You can also send it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.